The Homeland Security Department's Customs and Border Protection has a hiring problem, and senators are scratching their heads over CBP's solution. At a hearing to reauthorize the department, they asked why CBP hired a contractor to find new Border Patrol recruits, and wait till you hear how much they're paying them to do that. Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman has more.
Last year, President Donald Trump called on Customs and Border Protection to hire 5,000 new Border Patrol agents, but the agency has trouble just maintaining its current workforce levels. Their workforce has been at a net negative for years now, and it can take about a year to hire new CBP agents. Last November, CBP awarded a contract to Accenture Federal Services that would give the company $40,000 for each new hire brought on board. To put that number in perspective, $40,000 is about the first year salary for these recruits. Claire McCaskill, the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, blasted DHS leadership Wednesday at a hearing on reauthorizing the agency.
$40,000 per employee is outrageously high. We are paying $40,000 to hire somebody we're going to pay $40,000. For folks where I live, for people who think the government's lost its mind, that would be Exhibit A.
That was Senator Claire McCaskill. Claire Grady, the DHS Undersecretary for Management, defended the hiring contract and told McCaskill CBP needs help getting those new hires.
Despite the efforts of using a range of options, including retention incentives and different things we had done from a recruiting perspective, we have a net loss of about 400 positions for Border Patrol agents every year. This year, first quarter, we're down another 100. We needed to do something above and beyond what we were able to do, particularly with the intent to hire an additional 5,000 Border Patrol agents. We looked at it carefully and said, this is a surge need. We still need to continue to push on all of the flexibilities from an HR perspective we have to meet our staffing needs. But to meet that surge, we needed assistance over and above what we had. And we worked with we ordered a contract to a company who has a proven track record for ability to accomplish just that.
That was Claire Grady, DHS's Undersecretary for Management. Grady also told lawmakers CBP is working on its own to reduce the time it takes to hire new recruits. It's also working on reducing the number of applicants it has to review before making a new hire.
So those numbers are definitely coming down. And the other thing that we look at is the number of applicants we need to hire a single person. And that number was well into triple digits. We have that now into double digits, which is still way too high. But using a combination of streamlined processes, meaning combining multiple steps in a single site at a recruiting event, and other actions that we've taken, we've been able to drive that down. It is still too long. One of the things that we're looking at is we have been keeping the numbers as a complete average on a metric. In some cases, an individual can be an extreme outlier with 800 days. It's literally the worst I've seen. Wow. So we're looking at what is the average for, say, the 80%, so that we don't have outliers driving the metric. It's headed in the right direction, not as fast as we would like. It continues to be a focus, and I meet with the head of human capital and the chief financial officer for each of the components that have hiring challenges and mission critical operations to track that.
That was Claire Grady, DHS's Undersecretary for Management. DHS Deputy Director Elaine Duke told senators CBP has been working with the FBI to change the way it administers polygraph screenings to new recruits. The agency has a high failure rate for the lie detector test, more than 60%. Duke also said CBP has looked at ways to waive the polygraph for low-risk hires, like individuals who have a local law enforcement background or Defense Department background. George Scott, the managing director of Homeland Security and Justice at the Government Accountability Office, told senators that CBP needs to make sure its screening processes for new hires still weed out people who aren't cut out for the job.
We do have some ongoing work currently looking at the challenges the department's facing in terms of Border Patrol agent hiring, and we anticipate reporting out on that later this year. I mean, one of the things I would also caution, though, is that, you know, it's important to really understand the root causes, both in terms of what's preventing you from hiring the right people and targeting them initially, but also the need to sort of balance the goal of hiring additional agents and making sure we are not in some way potentially compromising the quality of the agents we are getting. And I know that's something we're well aware of, but I think it's really important to emphasize, you know, having a goal to hire more is one thing. Having a process to make sure you hire the right people is a totally different thing. And I want to make sure that balance isn't lost in the rush to hire additional agents.
That was George Scott, the Managing Director of Homeland Security and Justice at the Government Accountability Office. The CBP contract wasn't the only award the committee took issue with. McCaskill also took issue with a contract the Federal Emergency Management Agency made to deliver meals in Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. The contractor was flagged ineligible by the Government Publishing Office until January 2019 after canceling contracts with other federal agencies.
We have a contractor who clearly has a very troubled history with the federal government, but yet we entered into a contract for them to deliver meals, and clearly they did not deliver on that contract. They did not perform under that contract. I think we've got to really drill down about debarment and suspension, and why is that such a hard thing to do in the federal government. I can assure you, my colleague, the chairman, if it was his company, if it was a private business, and you had somebody that was a supplier, and they screwed up time after time after time, you know what that business would do? They'd quit doing business with them. But the federal government seems to never quit doing business with anybody who screws up, and I don't get it.
Tribute Contracting was awarded a $156 million contract to deliver 30 million meals to Puerto Rico, but only delivered on about 50,000 meals. Grady told the committee it's reviewing the now-canceled contract, but added it can take up to 2 years to get added to DHS's suspension and debarment list.
It was terminated quickly. I don't have information that I have seen relative to the due diligence we did on the front end for the responsibility determination. Obviously, that is something that we are looking at and understanding what happened associated with that. We do have a robust suspension and debarment program. We suspended and debarred about 190 people last year or firms. It's the third largest in the federal government, and we are in the process of updating our suspension and debarment instruction to make sure that we are fully reflecting best practices. And at the IG's recommendation, we're going to be moving to a case management system to ensure that we have more complete documentation and tracking.
In Washington, Federal News Radio's Jory Heckman.
Check out Jory's story at federalnewsradio.com.